could search for earthly things to satisfy my every need. Oh God, I just want you.
Vicky Yohei, letting God know she just wants him. So God is the creator of relationships. Satan is the corrupter of relationships. Let's get back to the creator. Because relationship is not all that he created. We turn to the very beginning of the beginning. In the beginning, Genesis, first chapter, God created the heavens and the earth. He created the heavens and the earth. Verse 3, God said, let there be light. And there was light. Let there be light. God called, and then God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. So isn't it interesting that in verse 2 we read that now the earth was formless and empty, according to the New International Version. Darkness was over the surface of the deep. Darkness was there. God said, let there be light, and there was light. He created light with his words. He separated the light from the darkness, and he called the light day. And he called the darkness night. So God created day, and God also created night. And it started the first day, isn't it interesting? Started with the evening. And there was evening, and there was morning. The first day. God said, let there be an expanse between the waters to separate water from water. So God made the expanse and separated the water under the expanse from the water above it. And he called the expanse sky. So God created the sky. Interesting to get this panoramic view, this bird's eye view of how all of nature came into existence. God said, let the water under the sky be gathered to one place, and let dry ground appear. Let dry ground appear. He had the waters gathered to one place so that the dry ground would appear. At first, the entire earth was just covered with water. God called the dry ground land, and the gathered waters he called seas. So God created the land, and he created the seas. Then God said, let the land produce vegetation, seed-bearing plants and trees on the land that bear fruit with seed in it, according to their various kinds. And it was so. The land produced vegetation. So God created vegetation. God said in verse 14, let there be lights in the expanse of the sky to separate the day from the night, and let them serve as signs to mark seasons and days and years. And let them be lights in the expanse of the sky to give light on the earth. And it was so. God made two great lights. The greater light to govern the day, and the lesser light to govern the night. He also made the stars. So God created the sun, which is the greater light, which governs the day. And God made the moon, the lesser light, that doesn't shine as brightly as the sun, to govern the night. And he created the stars. God set them in the expanse of the sky to give light on the earth, to govern the day and the night, and to separate light from darkness. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the fourth day. I just wanted to point out again the day, which according to Genesis consists of the evening and the morning, rather than the morning and then the evening. And God said, let the water teem with living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth. So God created the great creatures of the sea, and every living and moving thing with which the water teems. Everything that swims in that water, everything that is in the seas, everything in the water, God created. He created every winged bird. Every bird God created. And God said in verse 24, let the land produce living creatures according to their kinds. Livestock, creatures that move along the ground, and wild animals, each according to his kind. And it was so. So God created livestock. God created wild animals. Then God said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, over the livestock, over all the earth, and over all the creatures that move along the ground. God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. And he goes into more detail about the process of the creation of the man and woman than of anything else he had created. And in chapter 2 is where we read about that. It was interesting. God determined that it was not good that the man was alone. And again, Genesis 2 and 18, it is so interesting that God said this. Adam did not say, at least according to written, recorded scripture, Adam did not say, it is not good for me to be alone. I'm alone. And this isn't good. I need companionship. The Bible doesn't tell us that Adam said that. The Bible does tell us that the Lord God said, it is not good for the man to be alone. Now, here's the thing. He had already created the man. That's why he was able to say, it is not good for the man. And we know that the Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being. That's Genesis 2 and 7. Then when we get to Genesis 2 and 21, after God said, it is not good for the man to be alone with all those animals, but even more importantly, even with God in his life, God said the man was alone, and it was not good. So the Lord God caused the man to fall into a deep sleep. And while he was sleeping, he took one of the man's ribs and closed up the place with flesh. Then the Lord God made a woman from the rib he had taken out of the man, and he brought her to the man. So God created the man, and God created the woman. And as a result of God having created the woman from the man said in verse 23, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, for she was taken out of man. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and they will become one flesh. For Adam and Eve, they were one flesh from the very beginning, because God made Eve from a part of Adam's body. For the rest of us, because the woman we may marry did not come from our bodies, but she came from her mother's body, the same way we men came from our mother's bodies, she must become one. When we marry now, the two must become one flesh. And that's what the Bible says. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and they will become one flesh. Enjoying each other sexually as husband and wife. God is the one who created marriage. So what I'm pointing out here as we answer the question, who is God? God is a friend, or at the very least, he is someone who can be a friend to us if we'll just accept that. He is also creator. And he is a master creator. And one of the reasons that I wanted us to take note of that is because of the fact that very often we're fascinated by people who create, or at the very least, we're fascinated by what they have created, even if we're not fascinated by them, whether that's because we've never met them, have no idea of even the name of the person who created whatever it is that's fascinating to us. Creator. So whether it's because we have creative abilities that we have not quite used yet, we have creative abilities that we have been using, we're just simply fascinated by others' creativity. We can connect with God on the basis of the fact that he is the master creator. That's who he is. Someone who accepts and invites friendship with him. He is also one who is creator, the very one who created friendship.